This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It is now no secret that doctors and hospitals charge radically different rates for the same procedures. A C-section, for example, that costs $5,000 at Cambridge Health Alliance can cost $10,000 at Mass General. That was the finding of a recent Governor Deval Patrick administration report.
But what if it weren't that way? What if, say, doctors all had to meet in the middle and charge the same fees? How much could our state's health care system save? The answer, buried in that report, is a lot. $640 million, or about 10% of all the doctors' bills in Massachusetts combined. If hospitals had to do the same, even more savings could be found.
It's a surprising finding, but what may be more surprising is that it hasn't got much attention or discussion. Joining us to explain why is Sarah Isselin, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation and a former commissioner of the State Division of Healthcare Finance and Policy, the agency that produced this report. Sarah, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me on.
We're going to get to the fact that you now represent the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation in just a moment, but can I just start off by asking, what is it that the specific idea is that the authors of this report are floating regarding payment to doctors?
Well, this is actually the third report that's come out over the last 3 years that have all concluded basically the same thing, that there is incredible variation in prices that hospitals and doctors get paid for doing the same thing. And these reports have also found that while the payment rates, the amount they get paid is significantly different, the actual quality isn't. And it's provoked a real conversation about, are we getting the best value for our healthcare dollar? And these data suggest perhaps we're not.
So then, what does the report suggest on how to get more value for money?
Well, I think it's really provoked a conversation about the prices that are reflected in this report are the result of negotiations between private health plans and hospitals and physicians. And so I think it's provoking a real community conversation about, can we rely on the private market to address these disparities to ensure that we're getting the best value of our dollar? Or what's the role of regulation? What's the role of government?
So the alternative to relying on the private market then, to my ear, sounds like government regulation that would set some kind of price.
It could. It could set a ceiling. It could set an absolute price. Or, in fact, one of the things that we've seen emerge from the Patrick administration is a bill that would have the governor having even stronger authority over the premiums, so the fees that insurers are able to charge, the theory being that health plans would then negotiate harder with hospitals and physicians.
I see. But that there's already some degree of, small, but some degree of control that the government has over the premium side of things, as you mentioned. But it seems like the real sort of headline here in this portion of the report is the beginnings of a suggestion that some kind of regulation be considered for the actual price that doctors and hospitals put on the bill to begin with. Is anybody seriously considering this as a realistic option to propose to the healthcare industry and to officials on Beacon Hill?
I think when we see report after report showing this kind of data, we're just beginning to experience exactly what you're describing, that conversation about the role of the market and the role of regulation just beginning to kind of get more traction and get more energy. I'm looking forward to the hearings in late June that the state will be convening to respond to these findings, where they'll be calling on folks from all across the healthcare system to respond.
Mm. So as we noted earlier, you are currently the president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation. And while that is independent from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the insurance company, it would make some sense to listeners' ears that, hey, anything with the name Blue Cross Blue Shield attached to it would love government intervention when it comes to the amount that they have to pay out in terms of what doctors charge. So is there any potential conflict there in terms of your position?
Actually separate from the company. So the foundation was established by the company, but we're a separate organization mm-hmm. with a separate board and a mission. We're a private foundation with a mission to expand access to healthcare, which has us focusing on trying to get as many folks covered in the state, but also ensuring that healthcare, working to ensure that healthcare is affordable, since there's really no, frankly, greater barrier to care than the cost of care.
Sarah Islin, last question to you. I mean, there's no doubt that healthcare costs are truly spiraling. I mean, they are at, you know, 2 to 3 times at least the rate of inflation. But have things gotten so bad that, you know, market solutions seem to be increasingly or decreasingly an option, and that increased government regulation is the only way out? That's what this report seems to be suggesting.
I think this report is really provoking that kind of conversation again. As you said, healthcare costs are growing faster than the economy, they're growing faster than wages, and they're crowding out our ability as a society, not just in public spending and government spending, but to spend money on other things. If we continue to spend on healthcare at the rate that we have in recent years, we'll be spending twice as much per person on healthcare in 10 years as we are today. And that's not sustainable.
Sarah Islin, president of the Blue Cross, Blue Shield Foundation, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.